Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm so happy you've joined us today for this show. This show is all about you and your mind-body-spirit connection, how to be able to understand maybe some of the ancient modalities to help you heal in ways that you probably never even thought about before. Quite frankly, I have an expert on my show today, a best-selling author. He's written a lot about it in MD. He's written a lot about this connection that we have, this mind-body-spirit connection to our healing, and healing it, healing not just temporary issues, but permanently healing some of the most challenging health issues or diseases that people have ever had. So it's beyond some reaches of allopathic medicine, is what I would say. But it's also very much in your reach, because we're going to give you the exact ways that you can get in touch with the information that you need so that you can really start to feel vibrant, feel healthy, less stressed, less worried, less overwhelmed. And as a result, your body's going to be healthier, more vital. You're going to feel like a kid, you know, just like I do. I mean, you know, I'm up there in years these days, but listen, I'm still running, biking, swimming, you know, I play with my kids all the time, grandkids all the time. So you can have that kind of energy when you learn the secrets to health. And they are secrets only to those that, well, I guess don't know. But for you, it won't be a secret any longer. So listen, I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, I'm going to introduce you to my amazing guest. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today, I am speaking with esteemed Dr. Bradley Nelson. And Dr. Bradley, welcome to the show. It's so good to have you.
Hey, it's great to be here, Ken. Thanks for having me on.
I love it. Well, you know, you've been on the show a few times. I keep having you back because we keep exploring more and more some of the modalities that can really help people to change up their health, change up their vitality, well, quite frankly, change their life. So let me give a formal introduction. Dr. Bradley Nelson is one of the world's foremost experts on natural methods of achieving wellness. Over decades of work as a chiropractic physician and his studies of ancient medical practices and modern quantum physics, Dr. Brad developed the emotion code and now the body code, a system for releasing the trapped emotions that block us from wellness and so much more. Well, okay, today we got the body code. We're going to be talking about that. That's your new book that just came out. Last time you were on, we were talking about the emotional code. What's the difference between the body code and the emotional code?
Well, the emotion code is a simple method of finding and removing emotional baggage that has gotten trapped in the body. Now, emotional baggage consists of the energy of those emotional experiences that we have been through, and we've experienced those intense emotions like grief and sadness and guilt and resentment and betrayal and so on. When those events are over, when the bully moves away or the divorce is finalized, or, you know, you quit that terrible job and get a better job, yet oftentimes we're left with the energy of those emotions that we went through that didn't really get processed. And so what I found during the years that I was in practice is that those emotional energies are a huge underlying cause of physical and mental and emotional problems. And so if you're dealing, for example, with depression, that's caused by emotional baggage for the most part. Anxiety, same thing, phobias, panic attacks, PTSD, eating disorders, self-sabotage of all kinds. All of those things are triggered and caused by emotional baggage. So the emotion code is a way that you can find those and get rid of those. But emotional baggage doesn't just cause physical or emotional issues. It also causes physical problems such as pain. 90% of all the physical pain that people have is actually, in our experience, due to emotional baggage. And this is something that I knew had, it was a story that had to be told to the world, because when I was in practice working with patients day in and day out, of all ages that had all kinds of problems that they were presenting to me with, what I found was that the single biggest common denominator for all of their problems was their emotional baggage. And by removing that emotional baggage and releasing those energies from the body, people would get better. Pain would oftentimes instantly disappear completely. And I found that emotional baggage not only was the cause of all those mental and emotional issues that I just mentioned, but also it was an underlying cause of every disease process that I saw in all of those decades. Every disease process has an emotional component in my experience. And
you know, it's very interesting, because a lot of people that, you know, they have, let's say they have an emotional charge around something, right? You know, somebody says, somebody guilts you, for instance, okay? And they keep guilting you. You should do this. You should do that. You haven't done this. Your parents are good at that sometimes. And but it creates a little scar, trauma in a person. If this has been done years ago, how would they ever know what the underlying emotional issue is?
Well, there's only one way to find emotional baggage like that is trapped in the body. And the only way to do it is to have some way to access the subconscious mind. Now, let me explain. We have a conscious mind, each one of us, and that's where we do interviews and things like this. We watch shows. We live our lives, have our relationships, work our jobs, and so on. When you go to sleep at night, the subconscious mind shuts down. What's left? The subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind is far, far more intelligent than the conscious mind. I mean, it's the part of you that is creating millions of new cells every minute. It's the part of you that's digesting breakfast and turning it into new cardiac muscle tissue or new muscle cells. It's the part of you that is keeping the air moving in and out of your lungs every minute and keeping your heart beating. So that part of you is vastly intelligent, and it's like a holographic computer. We really don't understand it yet, even though we can observe what the subconscious mind does. We know what it's capable of, at least to some degree. But it's a technology, I believe, that's really beyond our ability to comprehend at this point. So the subconscious mind remembers everything you've ever done. I mean, everything you've ever eaten or tasted or smelled or touched, every face you've ever seen in a crowd, everything you have ever done, and the whole history of your health or disease is logged in that subconscious mind, that holographic computer. So the subconscious mind knows if you have emotional baggage, if you have trapped emotional energy from those events that you've gone through. And so you have to have a way to access the subconscious, because that's where the information is. It's not in the conscious mind. I mean, think about it. When, you know, when we don't feel well, what do? Well, we go to a doctor and we don't know. We don't have any conscious knowledge or any conscious idea typically of why we don't feel well. The doctor doesn't either. So he'll look up in his book and look at the symptoms that we're having, and then he'll put a name on it, and then he'll give us some kind of a drug to suppress those symptoms. But the symptoms really are the body's way of saying, hey, I've got a problem. Kind of like a check engine light in your car. Same thing. So,
you know, I'm listening to the some of the physicists today, and you just said it. The body is a whole system. And, you know, we've got about 100 trillion cells in this holographic system. So what I just heard you say is at some level, we're storing that knowledge of whatever that trauma is. If it's holographic, it's in all our cells at some level. Even though we don't understand it, we're starting to understand the makeup of the universe, which is also the makeup of us. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I mean, we're living in the we're finally coming into this age of quantum physics where we're starting to understand that the world is not what we used to think it was. I mean, Newtonian physics brought us to this point and was great, but now we're finally starting to realize that our bodies are capable of extraordinary things, that our bodies want to heal, that our bodies want to be well. The old way of viewing the body as a machine is kind of a holdover from the Industrial Revolution and looking at all the different parts of the body as separate machines. By and large, Western medicine still looks at the body that way. So if an organ is offending you, you know, you take it out. Or if an organ is having some kind of an issue, you know, you remove it. You do surgery on the body. You do all of these things. You poison the body. You poison the body with radiation, with chemotherapy and all these things. But we're on the verge now of a broad understanding, an understanding that's beginning to spread in consciousness around the world, that the body is an incredibly powerful, very, very gifted self-healing organism that's made of pure energy. And so the best way to work on the body, with the exception of traumatic injuries, the best way to work on the body is with some form of energy medicine, because that's what the body is, pure energy.
Yeah. I remember reading a book by the explorer, John Muir, who John Muir is famous for, I guess, being one of the pioneers in Yosemite National Valley in California, right, and working with President Theodore Roosevelt. And I'll never forget that Muir said in his autobiography, he said, you take the people from the city and they take them into nature. And he put them in nature for a couple of weeks. And he said, what would happen is people would start healing their pneumonias and their tuberculosis and their colds and their flus and everything else, just for the fact that they're immersed in nature. Mm-hmm. And I think to that piece you're talking about, that holographic universe, we're not separate from the plants. We're not separate from the earth. We're not separate from each other. And when you start to put yourself in the right healing space, environment is a lot stronger than most people's willpower. And the right understanding of how to let go of these emotions, man, it's like miracles, magic, and synchronicity all show up at the same time. Has that been your experience?
Absolutely, it has been, yes. This idea that the subconscious mind holds all the answers has been such a game changer for me as a doctor, because as time went on in my practice and I began to understand this idea and learn how to communicate with the subconscious mind of my patients, and it sounds woo-woo, but it's actually very practical and anyone can learn how to do it either from the Emotion Code book or from the Body Code book. The subconscious mind is a computer. It's a binary computer. It's an incredibly powerful computer, but it essentially has a binary interface, which means that if you ask a question of the subconscious mind, it can give you an answer, but it can't elaborate. It can only answer questions with a yes or a no. And usually we use some kind of muscle strength test to get those answers. And so pressing down on an arm, if I were there with you, for example, Ken, if you were to say, my name is Ken, you'd be strong. If I were to muscle test you, press down on your arm, if you were to say something that's untrue, like my name is Bob, your arm would weaken involuntarily. So this is a response that happens, without your control. The subconscious mind is connected to the physical body. And what I found was I could ask questions and I could get answers from people. And it was amazing how powerful it was and how well it worked. I was able to correct problems that other people weren't able to correct. And sometimes, I mean, I never knew what was going to show up with people. Let me tell you one story. There was a woman that came in to see me, sure, who had fibromyalgia, which is pain in the muscles all over the body. And I was able to figure out what was going on with her and help her. And so then when she was better, she wanted her husband to come in and see me. He finally came in and, to my office, and I started checking him, and he told me his story. He said that 4 years before, he was a truck driver, he was driving his truck, and his scrotum started swelling, and it became very enlarged, and it was incredibly painful. And he had to quit driving, and he went on total disability. And so he starts seeing doctors up and down the coast, and he's kind of a medical anomaly. And after 4 years of this, seeing doctors and trying all kinds of different things, nobody knew what was wrong with him. He was kind of a medical mystery. And after 4 years of this, of being totally disabled, he comes into my office finally, and I tested him. And using the body code, you see, the way the body code works is, what I found during the years that I was in practice is that there are really six different kinds of imbalances. This is actually the book itself. There are six different kinds of imbalances here that you can see. And each one of those is a category of different things that can go wrong in the body. For example, pathogens and nutrition and so on. And I tested him, and I found from muscle testing, asking his subconscious mind questions, that he had a parasite. And I said, oh, I think you have a parasite. That's what's coming up on the testing. I said, has anybody talked to you about that, that could be a possibility? And he said, no, nobody had mentioned that in all these 4 years. At the time that he came into my office, every month he was going down to San Diego and seeing doctors at Scripps La Jolla. And he was also going up to LA, UCLA Medical Center. And he said, nobody had ever mentioned that it might be a parasite. And so I said, well, okay, let's see what you need. And I tested him and found some herbs we used to carry that would kill the parasite. So he takes the herbs home, but he doesn't really believe it's going to help him. But his wife makes him take the supplements. And about 5 days later, he comes back into my office, the most excited, happiest young man I think I've ever met. He was in his mid-30s, beautiful wife, couple of beautiful kids. And it all just had melted away. It was all gone. And it never came back. Wow. Now, think about that. You see, the subconscious mind knows what a person needs. It knows what you need. I mean, if you've been diagnosed with some kind of a disease process, your subconscious mind knows why you're manifesting that. And the beauty of the age that we're in now with a tool like the body code is that we can access the internal computer and ask questions and get answers and find out what it is we really need.
Yeah, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask you, are there certain diseases that are more susceptible to emotional trauma than others? So we'll answer that when we get back from our break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today, I'm interviewing Dr. Bradley Nelson. He's one of the world's foremost experts on wellness. And we're now talking about how you can get in touch with permanent healing. So I want to ask you a question again. What illnesses are most likely caused by unexpressed emotion?
Well, you know, that's a really interesting question because every disease process that I've seen in about 35 years now has had an emotional component. What does that mean? Well, it means that, let's say you're diagnosed with cancer. You better believe there is an emotional side of that. If you're diagnosed with fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue or some autoimmune disorder, it doesn't matter what it is, apparently. All diseases are really driven, at least in part, and sometimes wholly, by emotional baggage. You see, the body itself is just an energy field. And when you experience an intense emotion, on a quantum level, what's going on is that you're experiencing a new vibration. Typically, these are going to be low vibrations because most of the intense emotions that we experience are not positive emotions. They're usually things like anger and resentment and betrayal and sadness and grief and so on. So when we feel those intense emotions and that body on a quantum level is vibrating at that frequency of that emotion, because every emotion has its own frequency and they're all different, sometimes what happens is that emotional energy is too powerful. Sometimes we decide that as an emotion is coming up for us, that we don't want to feel it, and so we bury that emotion, and then it pops up later as a symptom of some kind, typically. Sometimes we get so involved with an emotion, we become so upset that the energy is just too much, and that energy also becomes trapped in the body. Now, it's normal to feel emotions, and there's an emotional process that we go through. I call it the emotional loop. So let's say something happens to you, you start feeling an emotion, you might start feeling physical sensations or the thoughts that and feelings that go along with that emotion. And typically what happens is we allow that emotion to be felt, and then we allow it to dissipate naturally and go away. And we've closed the loop on that little emotional experience, and that emotional experience is done, and we can go on to the next one. And we do this every day, multiple times a day. But like I said, sometimes we bury that emotion. We don't want to go there. And that stops that loop from completing. And sometimes we get so intensely involved with emotions, we make a decision, you know, I don't feel just a little resentful. By golly, I'm really angry about this. And so then that intensifies that emotional energy to a point where that also stops that loop from completing. And so we have these emotional energies that that live in our bodies. A trapped emotion is a ball of energy from about the size of a baseball to about the size of a softball. And these can lodge anywhere in the body, but wherever they lodge, they tend to cause difficulty for us. Physical pain, but also all the other things I mentioned, from depression, anxiety, phobias, panic attacks, PTSD, eating disorders. And then also they are an underlying cause of every disease process that we experience as human beings, in my experience. And so by finding and addressing that emotional baggage, it can really make a huge difference for us as far as getting out of pain or getting out of our depression and anxiety and all those other issues. But also, if you've been diagnosed with some major health challenge, you have to understand that part of that is emotional. So think about the things you've been through in your life. Have you been through any difficult things? Maybe you were bullied as a child, and the energy of that, of all that grief and sorrow and panic, but maybe that's still with you. Maybe your parents got divorced. Maybe you did. Maybe you've been through breakups. Maybe you've had difficult work situations. Maybe you've just been traumatized in one way or another. Maybe you've been through some kind of mental abuse or or physical abuse or sexual abuse, or all of these things leave us with emotional baggage that then distorts the rest of our life, because we all want to live up to our capacities and our abilities, and we want to live up to our genetic potential, but our emotional baggage prevents us from doing those things. And so by getting rid of that baggage, we're able to become who we were really intended to be, I think, in the beginning.
Well, I want to put up the new book on our screen here, because I want my audience to see it. It's called The Body Code by Dr. Bradley Nelson. And this is a book that I think is one that, if you're not reading it, you should, because this is going to help you with some of the symptoms that you might be carrying emotional baggage. And you know, I do want to talk about those symptoms. Like, you know, if we're carrying emotional baggage, I know some people have problems with addictions, for instance. They can't get off cigarettes, or they're taking, you know, prescription meds or illegal medications, or they're, you know, they're addicted to maybe even anger or things like that. How does this all relate to the body code and the emotional code, and how we can tune into that?
Well, so the emotion code was a book that I wrote that would help people to be able to find and remove their own emotional baggage. Just that simple. And people have learned it all over the world. We really don't have any idea how many people are using it. But hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people all over the world. And then we've had over 10,000 people that have actually gone through our certification program to really master this work. The emotion code, though, is just about emotional baggage. The body code includes the emotion code, but it also addresses all of these other areas where we can have trouble. For example, like the story I told you about the pathogen, the parasite that the guy had that was causing his problem, we found that by using the body code. The body code essentially is like a roadmap, okay, for the subconscious mind that enables us to find those imbalances, whatever they might be. Let me share another story with you. There was a woman that came in to see me, and to give you an idea how this works, you'll notice that. It's probably too hard to see from there, but in the body code map, every single one of these icons has a page number. And so the way that you do this is, and you can do this yourself or with someone else, let's say that you have some kind of a symptom and you want to find out why. What you would do is you'd ask, is there a reason why I am having this symptom, whatever it is? And at that point, the subconscious mind will usually give you a yes answer. Through a strong muscle test, for example, or if you're using the sway test, you'd sway forward if you're standing upright. That's a yes answer. If you're using a pendulum, you get a yes answer. Anyway, different ways of getting the same kind of information. And then you're going to be taken to one of these areas. And there's a page number there. So when you're taken, let's say you're taken to pathogens, okay? Then on the very next page, what you'll see is some actual pathogens that you can test for. And then each one of those has a page number. And so that's how this process works. Let me share a story with you just to show you how powerful this can be. A woman came in to see me a number of years ago when I was using the body code. I didn't have it in a book form. It just existed on my computer and my computer alone, because I was a computer programmer before I became a chiropractor. And so I always had a computer there with me to keep track of the things that I was finding. And this woman comes in and she tells me that she has had this chronic cough for a year. And she's had MRIs and CAT scans she's done everything to try to fix this. She's seen all kinds of people. Nobody can figure out what's wrong, because her lungs look totally normal. There's nothing abnormal going on at all. Can't find anything. But she tells me that this has been going on for a year, and she's been, you know, she coughs all night long. She coughs all day long. And she said that her husband, many months before, moved into the other end of the house because he can't get any sleep with her coughing all night long. And she said what's starting to happen now is, she said, my marriage is starting to show signs of stress. Things are starting to fray. She said, I'm afraid if I can't get over this cough, I'm afraid my marriage might end. So using the body code, here's how this worked. What I did is I went to essentially this page as it was then, and I asked your subconscious mind, probably had her hold her arm out parallel to the floor, and I asked, okay, is there an underlying reason why you have this cough? And the answer came back strong. That was your computer saying yes. And then I looked at the chart here and I said, okay, is the reason on the right side of the chart? And the answer came back weak. So it was on the left side. So is it some kind of an energy or something in circuits and systems or a toxin? And so that was on the very bottom right here, toxin. So, and I won't do it here with the book, but this is how this works. So I was taking the toxins. So our subconscious mind was trying to tell me there's a toxin involved in my cough. Nobody was asking. I was the first one that had asked, right? Everyone else was just kind of scratching their head for a whole year. And I was taking the toxins, and then that went deeper. And what I found was that it was some kind of a chemical toxin, like a household chemical toxin. And so I just Googled it and came up with a few pages of common things. And I tested some of those until I got to camphophenique. Remember camphophenique, Ken?
Yes, I do. Yeah, of course.
It's probably banned now. I suppose, I don't know. It should probably be banned. It was pretty toxic stuff. Anyway, I got a response from her subconscious mind, your muscle testing on camphophenique. And I said, huh, camphophenique. And she says, camphophenique? And she kind of turned pale and her eyes got big. And I said, yeah. I said, do you use camphophenique? And she said, well, yes. She said, there's this elderly woman that's been a friend of our family for many, many years. And the last thing that I do every night is I go over to her house and I rub her feet with camphophenique. And I said, well, I don't think you better do that anymore because I think that's the cause of your cough. And sure enough, that was the cause of her cough. I treated her energetically for the residue in her body, cleared that out, and then she stopped using the camphophenique, and that was it. No more coughing. But you see, for a whole year, because no one was asking the internal computer, nobody could figure it out. But Ken, the future of healing is accessing this internal computer that we all have, because it knows exactly what's wrong and what we need. It's that simple.
I love that. Wow. Okay. Well, listen, I got to take another break real quick here. But when we come back, I want to talk a little about where you see the future of medicine and how much of that is in the body code right now, because there's a lot of information that I think a lot of people don't have. So we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
The station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm so glad you joined us today. This is an amazing day for you to really take your body and your mind and your soul and really, I think, take it to the next level and heal anything that's going on there. You know, I think that's what's exciting, Dr. Bradley Nelson. about some of the new science that's coming out. There, you know, there are things that we can heal today. We just couldn't heal 10 years ago or 20 or 30 years ago. And where we're going in the future is very bright. I'd like you to just give me your comments on maybe the future of mind-body medicine as we're discussing today, and maybe some of those pieces that are inside the body code that people will be able to get once they get the book.
Well, you know, all of the answers lie within us. And as we learn how to access that internal computer and address those underlying reasons for our problems, things improve and things get better in the vast majority of cases. And so the future really is going to consist of a future where people are going to be able to get the best of whatever it is that they need. In other words, it's going to consist of first tapping in, tying into that internal computer, asking questions of that internal computer, finding out what it is that the subconscious mind, which is the ultimate authority, finding out what it really believes we need, see. And maybe there's a certain vitamin that you need. Maybe there's a certain mineral that you need. Maybe there's something that you need that you don't know of, that you are completely unaware of. And that's typically how it is. Most of the time, we don't know what we need. Most of the time, we don't know if we've got some kind of virus or infection or parasite living in the body. Oftentimes, it's a low-grade thing. It just saps our energy. We don't know if the toxins from the mercury fillings we had when we were a kid are affecting us and causing the trouble with our liver. And that's why we've got pain in between our shoulder blades now. We don't understand that the pain in our left knee is because of too much stress that's imbalancing the adrenal gland on the left side of our body. We don't understand these things, but now the information is out. The body code's available. Anybody can learn all of this knowledge, and it's a game changer, I believe, for humanity, because think of this. I mean, we've been living for all of these thousands of years of mankind's existence, and we haven't had any idea, really. The body's been just a black box. And so if you get sick, I mean, think about it. It wasn't that long ago that if you got sick, they believed it was because you had too much blood or that your blood was bad. So they would let out a bunch of your blood and do bloodletting. And so people sometimes survive that. And so they knew that that was a true thing, that it was a reason. But, you know, now here we are. And if you think about it, the two main methods of taking care of ourselves now in the West are surgery. And I mean, even the studies done by the medical profession have shown that surgery is drastically overutilized. The other way in Western medicine that we address problems is we take medication to suppress the symptoms for the most part. And you see, in the future, what we're going to be understanding is that when you have a symptom of some kind, and it doesn't matter what that symptom is, if you can't find your soulmate, if you can't make enough money, if you keep picking the wrong kind of abusive person to be with, if you have some kind of physical pain, or you can't conceive a child, or you have asthma and you can't breathe, or you've got digestive problems or Crohn's disease or something like that, or if you're dealing with any of those mental, emotional issues like depression, anxiety, phobias, and so on, all of those things have underlying causes. And so the future is that we're going to understand this, and we're going to ask the subconscious mind, okay, is there a reason for this? And that's exactly how the body code works now. See, the body code is technology that is probably at least 100 years into the future from where we are right now. But it's available right now, and you can use it and access it. And we've got a network of practitioners all over the world who do this work. It's pure energy medicine at its simplest and most elegant. And it can be done at a distance because that's how energy is. It can be done at a distance. And so you can find a practitioner. We have a site at discoverhealing.com. You can find someone to work with you if you want, or you can just learn it yourself. It's available on Amazon.
Okay, well, I have a large listening audience, so I just want to repeat that again, discoveryhealing.com, discoveryhealing.com. Yep. am either with the body or the emotional code. You can go to Amazon or any that major bookstore, and I'm sure you can find it there. Right? Is that right, Bradley?
Absolutely. Yeah. Both books, The Emotion Code, The Body Code, they're available everywhere. And then our site again is discoverhealing.com. Really simple.
Let me tie also into the one of the greatest challenges we have in the United States and probably countries around the world is our obesity problem. And, you know, we're talking about the cure, you know, for from an allopathic medicine point of view. You know, I mean, surgery is one of the ways that they eliminate fat out of the body. And, you know, for most part, I think we've seen enough scientific studies around that to know that it doesn't work. It doesn't work for most people. So how tie-in is the emotional, you know, our emotions? And I'm sure there's a connection. How much connection?
Yeah, there's an enormous connection because you see the subconscious mind is 99.99999% of your intelligence. And if your subconscious mind has made a decision that you should be fat, you're going to be fat. Now you may, through sheer effort, you might lose weight. But if the subconscious mind wants you to stay overweight, then you will be overweight. You'll gain that weight back again. It's a really interesting thing. Some of the things that I have seen, for example, I've seen women who were raped or abused and their subconscious mind made a decision. The subconscious mind is kind of a black box, right? And it made a decision, you know, if we weren't so attractive, we wouldn't have to deal with all of this pain. And so then it became impossible for them almost to lose weight. Because they had gained weight, now the subconscious mind, that was an effort of the subconscious to protect them, see? But you can find and you can change things like that. You can delete those statements in the subconscious mind. Another thing too, oftentimes, in fact, a really simple technique you can use that people have had tremendous success with is if you have the emotion code, for example, or the body code, it works the same way. If you have an urge suddenly to eat a certain thing that you know you shouldn't eat, like you know you're going to eat that whole pan of brownies or the whole pizza by yourself, you can stop yourself in that moment and you can ask, do I have emotional baggage? Do I have a trapped emotion, for example, that is driving this behavior of mine to do this emotional eating? And if you release that trapped emotion, then that urge will pass. And the interesting thing is we've had people that have lost... let's see. We had, there was a guy named Enrique that is in one of our videos recently that talked, he lost 180 pounds in 1 year just by doing that. Whoa. Just by using, and he tried all kinds of other things, but just by stopping and checking to see if he had an emotion that was driving that behavior and releasing the emotion, lost 180 pounds. That's like losing a whole person, Ken, in a year.
That's amazing. Well, you know, and I know there's hundreds and thousands of these stories, and I'm just so glad to have you on my show that we're really spreading the word about this. So I guess I've got about your final thoughts from Dr. Bradley Nelson.
Well, I mean, this work is really all from above. When I was in practice, I had a habit of praying and asking God to help me with each person that I saw. It was a totally private, totally personal habit. But that's, I believe, really where this work has come from. It's a gift from God to us at a time when we really need better tools. We've got to move into a new way of taking care of ourselves. Medicine, in many ways, has shown how bankrupt it is in some ways, right? With this whole thing that's gone on over the last couple of years with the pandemic. 20% of all the doctors and nurses have left the profession. The medical profession because of what's gone on. And so Western medicine is always going to be there. It's always going to be a great thing. If you need traumatic help, you can get it. And that's awesome. And sometimes drugs are perfectly appropriate. And that's exactly what you need. But most of the time, most people don't need a drug. Most of the time, people don't need surgery. But yet, a lot of people don't feel well. And it's by finding and removing those imbalances within us that we can get to a point where we're feeling better again and where we can manifest that perfect life that we're capable of.
I love it. All right. Well, listen, thank you, Dr. Bradley Nelson. I hope you come back again. I always like to invite you because we get so much information from you every time, and I know the audience loves it. So thank you again for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ken.
For all of you, I hope that you will pass this information on to those you love, you know, family members, friends, business associates, because this is how we change. You know, we change the world by changing ourselves. We change ourselves when we let go of ignorance and we start to tune into what's possible for that we have never seen before, right? My show is all about seeing the unseeable, knowing the unknowable, and doing the impossible. Well, the science is here right now, like Dr. Bradley just said. You know, the information you're getting in the motion code and also in the body code is about 100 years past. So people will be going, you know, 100 years from now, there'll be discovering this. But you have to wait 100 years. You can discover it right now, and you can start to heal yourself and your family. So I hope you pass it on like I said. And until next time, this is Ken Foster. Have a brilliant, brilliant day. Take care.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.